Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joined by Vic Carucci right now, Buffalo News. He joins us on that fan hotline. Good morning, Vic. How is everything?
I am great, great to be with you.
Yeah, great to have you on our show. We really do appreciate it. By the way, text us, Edgar Snyder and Associates fan. Text line 412-928-9370. All right, Vic, this is unquantifiable. It's not anything you put a numeric on. But, in looking at this game for the first time, and you've covered this team for a long time, for the first time in a long time, can the Buffalo Bills walk into Heinz Field or even just play the Pittsburgh Steelers and say, we expect to win this football game. They're not the Pittsburgh Steelers. We're not the Buffalo Bills. Like, we should walk in and perhaps have a really good shot of winning this football game. That doesn't happen every time these two teams play.
That's very true. I do think if there was a time in many, you got to go back a long way to get a point where the Bills should feel like they can go into pretty much any game. And that would even include facing the Ravens last week, feeling they would have a chance, that they were good enough, especially with the defense that is consistently ranked among the better ones in the league, which I think is the foundation for, keeping you in a game or giving you a chance to win a game. And I think that's where they are. That they should be able to go to Heinz Field. And you can't diminish, and I know you're not down there, the idea that this is not the Steelers that you think of with Ben Roethlisberger. It's a different club, and not to diminish what Duck Hodges has succeeded in doing, and he's been a wonderful story, and the NFL can always use great stories like that, the guys who come from those undrafted ranks. But he is still that, and if you're the Buffalo Bills, you go down there thinking you can't let that guy beat you. If Ben Roethlisberger is a quarterback, and healthy and playing the way he does in iconic form, that's a different story. This story is what we see now as one where Buffalo should feel good about its chances.
Well, do the Bills then, Vic, worry about coming into Pittsburgh and the Steelers' defense beating them? And does that make their formula for victory – does it require their formula for victory, including another day where Josh Allen doesn't have to sling the ball all over the yard more than 25 times?
Well, yeah. This is such a formidable defense, and if you're a team that's going to try to sling it, good luck, because you are taking a risk. That pass rush is obviously more than legit, and that's where I think this game comes down to kind of the back and forth could be. I think could be a classic in the sense of low scoring and tough and grinded out and all those elements to it. And I think if you can get into a game like that, that probably enhances your chances as a visiting team. Prime time in Heinz Field, obviously is not a lot different than prime time in New Era Field. The fans are dialed into this thing. They've seen a season come alive down there, and that should obviously fuel things, because the Steelers are certainly not out of anything when it seemed like they were left for dead, and for Buffalo's sake, right now it's about kind of okay, you went on a big national stage on Thanksgiving and got a lot of people's attention that maybe you didn't have before, to get to 9 wins, to win 3 in a row, and then that Baltimore game kind of looked like okay, now you came up against a real heavyweight. And you didn't win, but you were there at the end. Your defense did, I guess people watched that game last night and said maybe Bills weren't so bad after all, against Lamar Jackson and company. But I think the whole premise of keeping yourself out of unfavorable down and distance against that defense should be your primary thought.
Follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington and North Hills. Vic Carucci, Buffalo News, joining us Fan Morning Show. You could catch his act all over the place, though, not just with the Buffalo News. Vic, let me ask you this. Josh Allen, I think he had 7 interceptions in the first 5 games. Since then, there's a lot of zeros. He's got it under control. He's not throwing it to the other team. Is that the single stat that's changed this football season for the Buffalo Bills, that he has it under control now?
Well, it definitely is a significant turnaround. You're right. His key, taking good care of the football, or better care of the football, has been huge. And you know, but the balance has been this: he in cutting down the picks that he had earlier in the year, I think he also got overly cautious. And I still saw some signs of that against the Ravens when they were coming at him with, of course, their blitz happy Don Martindale, Wink Martindale defense, and the variety of coverages and such, and similar to, I think, you know, what he's going to see also Sunday night. When he sees that open guy, instead of just trusting, you know, drop the dime, try to get it there, he will overthrow, figuring, you know, I'll throw it long, my guy can outrun the guy and catch it. But he's had a problem with that. He had a problem after when he started cutting down those interceptions, and it was especially against Cleveland, was an example of overthrows that where he admitted afterward that the underthrow could be a pick. And I saw him revert to that against the Ravens on at least 3 passes. And then he also needs help with people catching the football. There were at least 4 clean drops in that game, and Dawson Knox, the rookie tight end, has had an issue with that all season. So it's a combination. You need Josh Allen to dial in, be precise and confident and trusting in his ability. That was the Josh we saw against the Cowboys. And then 2, have receivers help him out, catch the ball.
Vic, the Steelers' defense has done what it's done because, in no small part, because they've been able to turn the ball over and get to the quarterback. The Bills' defense is top 2 in points, top 3 in yards, but still bottom 3rd of the league in takeaways. How has their defense, you know, the Steelers' offense has scored points because the defense has put them in position to do so many times. Has the Bills' defense been forcing those short fields, or has it just been about, hey, if we got to force a 3-and-out every time, we'll just force a 3-and-out every time. We don't have to necessarily take it away.
I think Sean McDermott would tell you for sure, in his heart of hearts, he wants takeaways. Leslie Frazier, the defensive coordinator, they preach that all the time. They want many more than they've gotten. They feel it's been the foundation of what they were putting together going back to 2017 when they came in here to take over the program. So if they could do more of that, the better. I frankly think when they come up against a quarterback like Hodges, and if they can, first of all, not let themselves get trampled by James Conner in the running game and have the Steelers control the tempo and such that way, and force him into trying to win, win plays or win the game with his arm, which I know is the formula the Steelers try to avoid, that would be ideal for them, because I think they feel under those circumstances they'll get some, you know, short fields turnovers.
Vic Carucci, Buffalo News, joining us here, Fan Morning Show. When the Pegulas and the powers that be hired Sean McDermott, much like when the Rooneys hired Mike Tomlin, both were times, and it still is a time, Vic, where football's going in the direction of the hot offensive assistant. Everybody wants that guy that can guide an offense. It's really atypical to hire a defensive guy as a head coach, particularly a young defensive guy as a head coach. Did they think it would work out like this?
Well, you know, it was interesting because usually you go the exact opposite of what you've done as a hire. So who did the Bills have before Sean McDermott? They had Rex Ryan, and that was a disaster. It was a circus. It was just a clown show. I'll be very blunt about it, and didn't have a lot to do with football, although very entertaining for us in the media. But that said, he was a defensive driven guy. I still think he has credibility as a defensive mind. Rex does, and the expectation was, okay, they've got to find their franchise quarterback. It wasn't going to be Tyrod Taylor. They're going to move on and from that at some point. So you would think you're going to get the head coach, like a lot of teams do, that tie into that. And they did veer off in a different direction. But they went the opposite of personality. Sean, very serious-minded guy, button-down sort of personality, complete opposite of Rex in that regard, does bring the defensive-mindedness to it, which I don't think is the best formula if you are trying to, you know, find that rebuild with a young franchise quarterback, and it still might not be, you know, the long-term best thing. And, you know, we've got to let this play out. However, this guy's a former outstanding wrestler, you know, a great high school wrestler, and that wrestling mentality is what blew away Terry Pegula especially. He loved that this guy was just so dialed in. And just, you know, you know what I mean when I say wrestling mentality, right?
No, we live in Western Pennsylvania.
Yeah. I don't have to say more than that. And that sold that in the interview process and in the background, everything, that blew away the ownership. But having Brian Daboll as the offensive coordinator, it would be the trade-off. If you're going to have a defensive-minded head coach, you better have a great coordinator. Is Brian great? I don't know yet, but I think, you know, his history has been up and down, as you guys know. And now what we're seeing here is he's vital, of course, to the development of this young quarterback. If this young quarterback develops and this team wins and is successful with the defense in place, great, home run. But as I sit and talk to you guys now, those chapters of this book have to still be written.
I'm curious, Vic, what the feeling is about this game from two points of view. One, inside the locker room, the guys who are going to play in it, a lot of whom have not played in this big a game for the Buffalo Bills before. And then also a completely different point of view, the fans' point of view. And the idea of Bills fans perhaps trying to make the trip down to Pittsburgh for this game, understanding that New England still sits off 6 days away, and that game could be even bigger. This, up to this point, is the biggest game of the Bills season and the biggest in several years for them. What's the point? What's the perspective on that from both the players and the fans?
Yeah. So players, I think to a large extent, the big stage that they were on Thanksgiving was the eye opener, but it wasn't too big for them. And they handled it accordingly. You didn't see too many wide-eyed guys. I think they felt, and you know, you know what that place is like, AT&T Stadium. Just the stadium itself, the scoreboard itself, the $60 million scoreboard can be overwhelming. These guys, I thought, kept their focus, composure. Now, I've talked to a lot of them about the close-the-deal element here. In other words, win this game, you're in the playoffs. Lose this game, you could still, you know, you only have to win one of your last two, but one of those is at Foxborough. The last one is at home against the Jets. And while you might be thinking that the Jets game is already a win, you'd enter that game, if you don't have the deal done in Foxborough next week, with a three-game losing streak. And how good are you feeling about that? These guys understand. I had players acknowledge to me, as much as they don't want to do that get ahead of themselves talk, understand how vital. So I'd say less than the primetime stage, even though that's part of the discussion, I think it's more of the pressure of you need to get this done now. And as far as fans are concerned, you know, they do the same thing. The mindset here is they haven't seen this success in a long time. They haven't seen a 9-win Bills team in December, early December, in a long time, or pre-Christmas. So I think that, for the fans, do they want to be a part of that? Of course. My guess, though, is I don't know how many of those. Anecdotally, I've heard a few people say, you know, yeah, you could probably get some Pittsburgh fans to maybe give up a seat or two. There's always that secondary market if you're going to pay the right price. But my sense is that there's so much for the fan base in Pittsburgh to be fired up about and wanting to see their team take a step closer to a playoff spot, a wild card spot, it'll be interesting to see how many Bills jerseys are in those stands, because I know in Dallas I saw a ton. I mean, I was surprised. I saw a lot of Bills fans giving up their Thanksgiving Day to be in Dallas, which was interesting.
Vic, it's been a pleasure having you with us. I mean that. Really a big voice in the NFL and a huge voice in Buffalo. Thank you so very much, and we'll catch up again soon.
My pleasure, guys. Take care.
All right,
thanks,
great
Vic,
stuff.
You too.
Vic Carucci, one of the you think of a guy associated with a town. Vic Carucci is the football voice
in Buffalo. Yeah,
absolutely. There's just no question about it. You're going to get one guy. That's who you get. So big thanks to Vic of the Buffalo News. Be sure to check that out if you missed it. Radio.com Rewind. Go check that out or on our podcast page anytime you'd like.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.